Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Pat Siegman's here, ladies and gentlemen. Patricia Siegman, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of LPS Consulting. She is one of our top management experts in the Brain Trust, especially one of the things I like about the way she does her job is she makes sure that when you're managing your business that you're combining the fundamentals that have been around forever and are still valid and fundamental, but also take advantage of the latest technology so you can make more money. She's the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. We like profit, right? And she's our good friend, Pat Siegman. Welcome back to the show. Always a pleasure to have you back. How you been?
Yes, I've been fine. Thank
good,
you.
Good, good. Hey, Pat, one of the things you've been working on a lot lately is helping people do things when they establish something, make sure that they don't cause too many problems for themselves in the future, like setting up compensation plans. You know, this is one of the things that every small business employer especially has to think about is, okay, if I give this person a raise, you know, number one, are they going to expect the same percentage every year? Number two, what happens in 10 years after they've been with me? You know, yeah. At some point in time, you know, and most small business owners are not equipped to understand how to establish compensation plans for their employees, are they?
Yeah. What interests me a lot is, because I deal with so many different people, is when you struggle so hard with one person to come up with the right formula for either a bonus plan mm-hmm. or a price change, and then you accidentally hear from another person the bad news about the same exact plan that you just
right.
set up. Like
right.
it's wisdom and what we get with age and experience, but
and keeping your eyes and ears open. But the thing is a lot of small business owners have made compensation decisions with their employees mm-hmm. for the right reasons, trying to be a good guy, and it wind up hurting the company and in some cases the relationship.
It does, and sometimes there's an unfortunateness to a scam that will come out of it. Like you don't want to create an incentive that makes a person behave in a certain way that isn't good for either side. And mm-hmm. That's what happens a lot of times. Like if you bonus or incentive, mm-hmm. Created an incentive that wasn't meant to be, like it shows up. Like a lot of service companies will have incentives for things like billing hours or mm-hmm. Profit or things like that. And it's really amazing. Like all I could do is give examples, but we could talk about it forever. But you'll find people who were good people, and all of a sudden they're like creating billing hours while they're sleeping.
Ah, so you give
two people at the same time, and
right, you give them the ability to leverage their income. This is what we're talking about here in this particular example. Somebody who can leverage their income, make more sales, do more, you know, work more hours, whatever. They have the ability to, but they also have control of what they turn in.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this is the kind of thing, there are many examples, but this is the kind of thing where wisdom and life experience and
right.
all this kind of stuff, you can't replace it because you just don't know, all these things.
I had a salesperson one time that I was paying him. I believe proposals are one of the best ways to demonstrate professionalism to a prospect and also to close the deal. I believe in proposals. And so I would encourage him to do proposals, and I would actually compensate him a little bit. I had a little bonus plan for number of proposals that I would if they would give, because I knew it was converting into business, and it did work. But I was also found that that his definition of a proposal and my definition of a proposal had to be defined. after a while, his definition of a proposal was a little bit thinner than mine, and so I had to had to point out, no, this is what a proposal looks like. I'll pay you for this one, not for the one you think is a proposal. Yeah, and so you have to work through these things, don't you?
You do, and with the bad economy and with you know, trouble in small businesses, I have been involved in a few different areas, including compensation, but where when I did research and when I explored and talked to board members of different companies and things, I found like, other people know more than we know because we haven't been there, done that. We're trying to, you know, find ways to keep long-time employees and not have them run away for $1,000 an extra income, but there's situations that you can set up that are detrimental to both sides, and it doesn't.
I've seen companies pay their salespeople straight commission on sales, just on sales volume, when the company was not being profitable, and the salespeople did great that year, but the owner did horrible.
Exactly, that's a perfect example, and they could charge whatever they want to charge, and a lot of companies catch that. And you know, I've worked with companies for years in computer programs where they, you know, they send an alert to the owner: this guy's trying to charge, you know, less than your cost, and all this kind of thing. Okay, that's good.
Do you recommend profit sharing, Pat?
Well,
profit sharing programs.
It has to be, I do, but it has to be combined with other things because it's just not all there is. It's just not all there is because it creates an atmosphere where it can, you know, scams can naturally get set up like that.
Can CPAs help? Would CPAs be a good source of information? They're doing a lot of work for different companies, large and small sometimes. Could they help you put together a program like that?
I really think that owners of similar companies are where you're going to get the.
You should go to your peers. Maybe your senior peers, right?
Yes, and a lot of times, especially with the
Pat,
internet.
Pat, hold on to that thought. We're going to continue this conversation with Pat Sigmund after these messages, folks. Her book is called 6 Steps to Creating Profit. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.